As the number of governmental agencies and their powers continues to grow, important jurisdictional issues are presented when a case concerns a subject matter that's regulated by a governmental agency or the persons who are licensed by it. And as you can see, I think, from the recent cases that we've set out in the paper at pages 4 and 5 and 11 and 12, not all these cases are coming from the Third Court of Appeals. They're cases from Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Tyler. So these issues are popping up in litigation all around the state. Now, as Linda alluded to, a determination needs to be made as soon as possible about which forum, a court or an agency, should hear the case in order to avoid a waste of time and resources. The last thing you want to be able to tell your client is, oops, it looks like exclusive jurisdiction was in the agency when you're on appeal from a successful court victory, and the Court of Appeals reverses you and sends it back and dismisses it because you didn't go to the agency. So it's a very important determination. It's something you need to be thinking about early on in your case. If you've got if you're in a subject matter that's regulated by a state agency, or you've got a person who's regulated by a state agency and you're complaining about some conduct they might have done. I'm going to be discussing for you the principles for determining when exclusive or primary jurisdiction exists in an agency. And Colleen's going to discuss, highlight for you three recent cases involving primary and exclusive jurisdiction. And then Judge Jones is going to walk us through the procedure and standards for resolving the jurisdictional issues through the plea to the jurisdiction process. So we'll get started here with the first question for you: is exclusive or primary jurisdiction? No presumption exists that an agency has jurisdiction to resolve a dispute. As we know, an agency has the powers that the legislature has given it by statute.